My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to Quick Assist making it possible for us to go around the NFL on a Tuesday. With our guy, B. Scott, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Before we get around the NFL, though, I do have to come in here and defend Figgy because I noticed in the crosstalk where y'all were kind of just throwing some strays at people in their mid-30s that dye their hair. And meanwhile, literally the producer.
But he looked good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Different. I'm just saying, don't put everybody in the box. You can be like Figgy, perhaps. And I wouldn't say to try this at home because everybody can't be like Figgy.
Nah, you got to have
the sauce. But we do have a living and breathing example of somebody in their mid-30s who can show their eccentricity through their hair.
That's right. That's different, though. He was talking about blonde.
No, look, that's
my man's hair is green and purple.
It's not different.
Hey, do you have your camera up?
No, I don't.
Do you put a 3-shot up on the YouTube and the Twitch real quick so everybody can make sure that they see that you got a ponytail sitting on top of your head and green and purple hair. Glasses that I'm not convinced are or have
prescription?
That's crazy.
Oh, they're not.
And a bag over his shoulder. Figgy is living his best life in his mid-30s.
That's real street.
And
wear.
I want y'all to know that this is doable.
Real
this is what's
stuff.
Possible right here.
I disagree.
Right?
I will say I wasn't offended when they was talking about. I felt like I had to take myself out of the conversation because I could be a weird cat at times, but
it's
I can
different.
Make look
we're
cool.
Talking blonde.
Nah, I don't think it's different.
Y'all
think
it's different.
Y'all
don't think I could go straight blonde?
I think you could. See, but
it would be weird.
Again, I think this is where I circle back to a mantra that I like using, which is you do what you want when you're popping. And if there's one thing that's popping, it's Figgy Fig.
There you go. There you go. I just wanted to say my piece on that because I'm like, man, do they not know the dude on the other side of the glass right now has green and
different
purple
category,
hair?
Man.
Right now?
Oh, different category.
I definitely thought about it. Somebody who is also popping. Left tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, Trent Williams.
Go get that money, dog.
Getting that money. That's right. Make the sound effect run, too. Ultimately, Williams currently under contract for the 2026 season after inking a 6-year, $138 million extension in 2021. They're closing in is what we've seen. Do we have new numbers? Because last I saw, they were closing in on getting him signed and getting a new deal to start the season.
That was the same thing I saw from Schefter about maybe an hour and a half ago or somewhere around there.
Yeah,
so,
it was in there.
So, but my big takeaway from this new deal for him is really just looking at the 49ers as a whole. I think that's really the story and the fact that they are able to capitalize on this moment. Like, we understand that there was the drama with Brandon Ayuk that was ultimately resolved a few days ago. We understand that there was potentially drama with Trent Williams as well that looks like it's going to be resolved. But the point is they are able to go all in. Like, just look at all of the players that have guaranteed high-level guarantees and huge annual value on their contracts from from Fred Warner to the Bosa brother. I always forget which one. If I know two brothers, I'm going to call them by each other's name.
Yeah, the Bosa boys.
The Bosa boys.
That's right.
I mean, all of these guys, Deebo Samuel, they're able to do this because they have the quarterback on the rookie deal right now. And it just shows you, like, you can capitalize on the moment, kick that can down the road, and try to go in and win a Super Bowl. That's what the 49ers are doing. And I would say it's somewhat instructive to what might be the road for the Texans in the next few years while they do, I shouldn't say the next few years, next 2 years or so, while they still have C.J. Stroud on his rookie deal. It's why you're able to go out and sign a Danielle Hunter. It's why you're able to spend $20 million on a Danico Autry, because you have the quarterback cheap.
For sure. And I do think it's interesting that, you know, maybe it doesn't fully correlate, but the way that they altered Stephon Diggs' deal when he got here, understanding that, hey, we don't necessarily want to be on the hook for money when you have to go and find that money for your starting quarterback, who mm-hmm. we already know is going to get that second deal here.
Yeah, I think it's a sign of a good organization when you get this stuff done. Like, let's think about this. Like, what? How do the Chiefs stay on top? Because they get these kinds of deals done when it doesn't look like they could. They cut bait, obviously, with Tyreek Hill, but they know what they want and they go get them. The 49ers too. I always say it. It'll get done. Not always on bad organizations. The bad organizations will, or teams that aren't in contention, kind of screw this up. I think good organizations. What's the Cowboys' problem right now?
Oh yeah.
Well, they got CD done, but
same problem they've been having for 30 years.
Tip of the iceberg there. Like, I think it's a sign of a good organization when you figure out a way to get these kinds of things done.
And they ran this right up to the deadline for them, because, I mean, look, week one is this upcoming weekend. So they finally got those guys kind of situated. But also investing in the right place. The offensive line, you mentioned the Chiefs. They took that Tyreek Hill money. They made sure to go get Joe Thuney to make sure that offensive line is together. So, yeah, I think that these things are also matter, right? Making sure that you're investing in the right places that help a team win.
Yeah, 49ers, obviously a good organization. Chiefs, obviously a good organization. But I think also y'all bring up the Tyreek Hill thing. Mm-hmm. That's another example of having to make tough decisions once that bill comes due. Like, they were able to run things with Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes up to a point, but when it got to the point where Tyreek Hill thought he was and for valid reason, Tyreek Hill, obviously that dude, mm-hmm. so they had to make tough decisions. Right now, the 49ers are in a spot where they can pay everybody without having to pay the quarterback. So everybody but the quarterback. The Texans are in a similar situation.
The super rookie deal.
Exactly. But eventually that bill comes due and you are going to have to make tough decisions. I trust the good organizations to do so, like the Chiefs, like the 49ers, and I suspect that the Texans will be one of
those.
Hell,
the Dolphins.
The Dolphins, yeah. And I suspect the Texans will be one of those as well when the time comes.
All right, so Figgy Fig, a Cleveland native himself, even though he's a Houstonian in our hearts, made sure that we knew that the Cleveland Browns will be playing in the same stadium, but with a different name. Now, previously, the stadium had been called what? Cleveland Browns Stadium?
So it was at one point.
Was it Paycor?
It was Cleveland.
No, Paycor's.
I was going to say, I hope it wasn't Cleveland Browns Stadium.
No, at first it was, and then they got a sponsorship, which was First Energy Stadium.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
remember that first
light
yeah.
company there. Yeah. And then some janky stuff happened with that, where they had to take the sign down ASAP.
Sure.
And so it went back to Cleveland Browns Stadium, and now it is Huntington Bank Field.
I'll get back to you on that. About the Cleveland years. Browns will be playing.
So the bank, the H Bank.
All right,
we got to do something. With
Are
Hunting.
They going to be the bank? Because in that division,
the H Bank. I don't know, Hunting Bank. I don't know. They're going to do something. They're going to swag that up a little bit.
The $230 million bank.
Huntington Bank did not put that money down for y'all to swag it up. They put that money down for you to say Huntington Bank.
Point we'll take. You are correct.
People are going to say Cleveland Browns Stadium for a long time.
All right. Yeah. So I want to poll the room because I know Lopez's stance, but I kind of want to get everybody else's. Name changes, like, how do you typically respond to them?
Not well. Not well. It's like, look, the William. What do they call the Transco now? What's the Transco Tower been called for 30 years?
Williams Tower.
It's the Transco to me.
Yeah,
okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so y'all were talking about Blockbuster earlier in the show or the last segment.
Yeah,
there was on Post Oak back closer to my neighborhood. There was once a Hollywood Video, mm-hmm. or it was once a Blockbuster and became a Hollywood Video. And so it was always Blockbuster.
You were always going down to the
Blockbuster. You know what I mean? Huh? So it's one of those kind of situations where whatever you were when I first come to know you, is who you are.
Unless it gets better. Unless it becomes something that you like more.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I guess that's fair. But it, you know what? It'll still be harder. Like, it can actually get better. And it'll still be harder to divorce what I knew from what I'm seeing now. First impressions are lasting impressions.
It takes me 2-3 years to even acknowledge the new name.
Do you feel like they got to be a good team for it to catch on to?
That too. Like,
because
the link,
if it's a bad team,
you know, the Eagles. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So like Staples Center, for example, which is now Crypto.com
right? Arena.
It's Staples Center to me.
Yes.
But let's say they had tried to take the Forum and make it Staples Center. The Forum would have stayed the Forum. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like whatever it was is what it is.
Yeah.
And that might be a meep. I'm not saying that that's the right way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that's how I operate.
Yeah,
I right, wrong, or indifferent.
The Staples Center thing was very funny to me because like there's people that are like, yo, it'll always be the Staples Center to me. I'm like, you are that committed to the place that sells printer paper, right? Like we are just doing nostalgia. Like the name really don't matter all that much.
I think it's just a habit of calling it the Staples Center.
Yeah, it's not about Staples. It's about you. You know, it's not about the name. It's about me and comfort and the reluctance for change. But I think a lot of people, even folks who find themselves to be more open-minded to change, are probably more reluctant to change than they'd like to admit.
Yeah.
And I would classify myself as one of those. It's like, you know what? It's Staples Center.
Shout out to Enron.
Yeah, shout out to Enron.
No, not on these airwaves. No, sir.
Not shout out to the actual Enron.
Exactly. That's why. No distinctions
Enron.
Need to be made. All the way on Enron.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way.
We know why that happened. Shout out to Minute Maid.
Especially
how about that?
What they did to this city?
Oh my god.
Absolutely no.
Shout out to
on Enron.
Shout out to the juice box. Shout out to the juice box. Minute Maid Park.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Some other things that are changing, the Texans' kind of status and stature around the league, the NFL.com and Cynthia Freeland of them kind of put together some projections when it comes to the season. And it sounds like NFL.com and Cynthia Freeland are telling you, if you are a betting person, bet the over on Texans' wins. FanDuel's over under place them at 9.5. I think we all kind of understand that. The place that Cynthia Freeland has, she has their floor at 8.8 wins, but their ceiling at 12.6 wins, maybe getting up to 13 wins. So, like, it seems like leaning towards the over. How do you respond to that kind of perspective on these Texans?
Well, Reginald, last year I had the Texans. I created a scenario where they could win 12 to 13 games last year when nobody really believed in them. And now they are a better team, I think a significantly better team than they were then. So I would be on the side, if I were a betting man, and I'm not, but if I were, I'd be on the side of betting the over as well. Like, I think that you look at this team as a 10-win team last year, and I understand that the schedule is more difficult, but to me, the team is much more significantly improved than that of the schedule, if that makes sense. So I think that the improvement that the team made,
they've improved more than the schedule is tougher.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's the way I look at it. I think that and if you look at it that way, they should be at least a 10-win team, which would put you over on the 9.5, and I think they could do even better than that. I have them winning 11 games this year, so that would put me squarely above that 9.5.
I'd say 10 or 11, yeah, myself.
Yeah, I just, again, if you hadn't had enough of national media sources having positivity towards the Texans, here's some more for you. Yeah. Again, Cynthia Freeland, NFL.com,
basically telling you to take the over on the Texans' win-loss total for this upcoming season. Some other things around the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase, apparently back at street clothes again. So that hold-in situation, not really going all that well for the Bengals. I know that, Lopez, your stance is it always gets done. We're getting damn close to it not right now, though.
See, and this is why I'm glad that this came up after we wrapped up the conversation about the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs and what I think a lot of us hope the Texans end up being, which is a very clear and obvious, well-run organization in the league.
Bingo.
And that is what the Bengals historically have not been.
Yeah.
I was interested to see if they would turn the corner, because remember they didn't even have an indoor practice facility up until a couple years ago. But Joe Burrow actually got them to do that, and I was like, oh, maybe they're turning the corner.
Also, one of the smallest scouting staffs. They have issue with like traveling to didn't scout players. Like
they used to have like to share jock straps and
come
stuff
on,
like
man.
That.
Man, you want to talk
like
about
cheap.
You want to talk about skimping.
Cheap.
I mean these cheapskates
go that far.
Hey. Oh. Hey, did y'all see what they posted about selling their TVs in the Concourse?
Yes, they did. They sold, so they kind of got a replacement on some of their
Come
TVs,
on, man.
And they went ahead and did a sale for folks. You can get some TVs for the low.
Why are y'all selling those
Dad,
TVs?
Donate them
man?
To the Boys
Give
Club
them away,
or
man.
Something.
Yeah,
just they got to recoup some money.
They selling them for $30.
Wait.
Mike Brown need to get a little more money in his pocket.
Wait a
like
second,
$30.
Hold on. An NFL team having a garage sale?
That's right.
Yes.
Say, come on down.
Yeah, but TVs.
We'll barter it out.
Hey, Ja'Marr Chase, dog. Might see the writing on the wall. But like, man, these folks ain't about it.
They
Joe,
not about
I love
it
you,
at
my
all,
boy.
Man.
But, hey, we got to
That's
kind of
my
money.
Point. Like, good teams get it done.
Exactly.
I think the deals always get done. And Ja'Marr Chase's will. But because, like, what Reggie's talking about, hey, we're kind of up against it now. That's not a good organization.
Right. And I'm exactly. And that's the point. I'm not exactly sold on the it always gets done with this team. With this organization because of that.
Yeah.
Like, it gets done with good organizations. I'm not sure how it gets done with bad organizations that, to me, honestly, and I've had this discussion with Ron Hughley on the afternoon show of The Drive. Like, he's given the Bengals credit for the last few years, this Joe Burrow run.
Yeah.
I've given him credit for lucking into Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and having this run, but have not been sold just because of it. That they are a well-run organization. We will see.
And they've taken a hit on their defense when it comes to talent, too. This could be an interesting season for them. Some other notes. Ricky Pearsall, going back to the Niners, that good thing that they did get IU done. Ricky Pearsall was supposed to factor in the draftee from Florida, rather. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he was shot. Now, he didn't require any surgery, thankfully, but he will start the season on the NFI list. Non-football injury list, and he's going to miss 4 weeks. So, yeah, the Niners got all sorts of things happening around that org right now.
This is a really scary story, the details of it. Like
What's up with all these NFL players getting shot lately?
Well, this one, though, this is supposedly a robbery attempt, and he has a struggle with a 17-year-old kid with a gun, and they shoot. That was my understanding.
Yes.
That the two of them shot each other, or the gun went off, and both were hit
Both got shot, and apparently had nothing to do, at least when it comes to investigators, nothing to do with him being a football player.
Right.
Just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time, unfortunately.
You know, exactly. And so it's really just a scary story and remarkable when you think of it, the fact that he gets to survive this. We saw something, I wouldn't say similar because all of these situations are different, but obviously Tank Dell was shot in the offseason.
Yeah.
And we talked about how, like, just the thin line between here and there, how close he came to losing his life that night. And it's the same thing that at broad daylight too with Ricky
this
Pearsall.
One sounded really bad when it first broke.
Oh, very, very, very unfortunate and really just strange and odd circumstances, but fortunate to escape the worst possible outcome here with Ricky Pearsall, aside from the fact that he was somebody that they wanted to factor into what they were going to do offensively.
For sure. So, I mean, wishing him the best of luck as he gets, you know, hopefully gets better, gets back to doing what's normal for him. Just playing football and, you know, going through life, and thankful that it was not nearly as bad as it possibly could have been. Some other news real quick before we go. Houston Texans, we mentioned the idea that captains were named. Let's see if I can do this off the top. CJ Stroud, you have Laremy Tunsil, Stephon Diggs, those are your offensive captains, your defensive captains, Will Anderson Jr., Jimmy Ward, Azeez Al-Shaair, and then your special teams captain, John Weeks, the long snapper. So those are your seven captains for this upcoming season. And some numbers for your programs for you to keep track of. You have a couple of number changes. Kamari Lassiter will now be wearing the number 4. Kalen Bullock will be wearing number 21. And Miles Bryant we wearing 27. So, you know, keep those updated in your brain. You probably have to look it up on week one just to get yourself right. But those are the numbers you're looking for on the defense in particular.
Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock changing their numbers is the least surprising development of the offseason. 14 and 41. Swaggerless was not going to get it done. Oh, those were definitely rookie.
Jalen Swaggerless Petrie, numbers, he
said. Oh, Jalen Petrie was out here wearing like 42 as a safety in his first training 42 camp.
42 is a safety number, though.
Yeah, but not for Jalen Petrie. Nah. I mean, maybe if it's 1996. But not today. We knew that change was coming.
Those look like cornerback numbers.
And they look great in the font, too. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
They look great in the font. So
yeah, for sure.
Shout out to those fellas getting new numbers. All right. There you go. Around the NFL here in the loop. You can get that every day at 11 right here on Sports Radio 610. But only on Tuesdays do you get it with B. Scott. And we continue with a segment that I'm going to start calling B. Scott's Thoughts. Let's get B. Scott's thoughts on a few things with the Texans as we're in it, man. Week one is right around the corner for us. And let's talk about all of that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.